Hey everyone, it's me, Amber, and I wanted to let you know that we only have 4 episodes left of this Ryutama campaign. We will have a special end of campaign episode after these 4 where we ask each other questions and talk about the game. If you'd like to ask us a question to be answered on that episode, please tweet it to @shapeshiftcast or you can email it to shapeshift@geekspective.com. Fear not, ShapeShift will continue on, and I'm going to have a few one-shots before we start up another campaign using Ryutama. Until then, please enjoy the remaining episodes of The Book of Spring.
Previously on The Book of Spring.
The party killed some time in the woods while they waited for night to fall. As promised, the Threadgnashers returned and led them deeper into the woods. They stopped at a statue of a kind-looking woman, where Babu took a spherical object cradled in her arm. Upon doing so, the earth opened up under the party, and they gently slid down into the darkness. So, welcome to the possibly last session of the Book of Spring. Dun, dun, dun.
Spoilers.
Spoilers. Well, I'm letting the listeners know that maybe the next couple episodes are going to be the wrapping up episodes of this first campaign I ever ran. So last time, you guys fell into a hole.
Yay.
It was
your favorite things to do.
Terrifying.
Is this the third time that we've fallen?
At least the second.
Okay.
It's definitely the second. I don't know.
Maybe the third was fear of falling.
Yeah.
So the first one was
that's fair.
The story mushrooms. And then I think this is second.
You guys fell backwards into a basement hole.
That counts.
Yeah, that does kind of count.
So we talk about how you fall into holes all the time, but really this is only like the second real time. You just guys are just afraid to fall.
I mean, Babu fell into a river, so that also counts.
We fall into a lot of things. Yeah. I mean,
wow.
That's the hardest part of traveling, right? Keeping your footing.
Apparently.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Traveling is Babu's weak point in traveling.
Yeah.
I'm saying that I think this is like, basically you went into this clearing, you saw the statue, Babu took the spherical object, and then the ground just kind of, it just moved away. The vines underneath your feet just parted and your entire party fell into this hole.
Including the donkeys?
Including the donkeys, okay. Everything. But as you're falling down,
I want them to
it's
die with
not
me.
Like your deep drop.
Okay.
It's kind of like, it's almost like ground is like, you're gently being like rolled down a hill, a slope.
Okay.
So it's not like, oh, you immediately fell down a 30 meter hole or whatever.
It's still not real pleasant, but
yeah, the donkeys are fine. They're like putting their feet up and like skidding down. And eventually what happens is you'll land, come to a halt, and it's like this soft, damp, carpet-like grass. You can feel it underneath your hands as you're like pushing yourself up. And when you look up, you can see where the hole is that you fell through or just rolled down. And it's slowly like regrowing back over. And I'm going to say it's probably, I don't know, 2.5 stories up. So it's a pretty far away. It's almost pitch blackness. Like there's very, very little light that's shining in through here. It's nighttime already. You're already in a dark, deep forest. And now you're basically in this geodome. I want to say it's bigger than 2.5-foot stories. It's pretty spacious in here. Mm. And the air, like as you're pulling yourself up, you can smell that it's just very sweet in here. Like there's a very sweet smell on the air.
Babu's going to extend his anglerfish lure.
Okay.
I'm just kidding. I don't have one.
I was about to say. I haven't heard about this one yet.
Like an actual Arthur object has. Or part of your body.
I was joking about it being part of my body. But no, he does not have that.
Arthur has one. He calls it a lantern.
Do you light it?
Yeah, I light it.
Okay, so as you're pulling yourself together and you're putting the lantern out, this area that you see, like where you're standing, you're looking up, you look out and it gets even taller and more spacious as you look further out and you can see off in the distance like trees.
That's creepy. Underground trees?
Mm-hmm.
Hmm. How do they photosynthesize?
Maybe they don't.
Hmm.
Are they alive?
I imagine it like Mario Odyssey where there's that underground tree area or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
You remember? I don't know if you...
Which world?
Where the forest or whatever, where it's got the robots and stuff.
Place. Yeah.
Where there's like robots and whatever. But anyways, like you fall in a hole in the ground and there's like trees for days.
One of the caves in Skyrim has the giant tree.
Right. Yeah. I couldn't remember if there was a crack in the ceiling. Anyway.
I think so.
So
fantasy.
What mm-hmm. are your guys' conditions again? Because we're gonna keep your condition from your roll.
I'm 20. No,
check.
Five.
Okay. Oh God, five.
Seven.
Oh, you guys are fine.
Oh man.
Wait, we're fine? We all have five.
Well, I was talking about the tumbling down the whole thing. Okay. I was gonna say there's potential for injury, but
if you,
you guys
were one, you broke your leg.
Yeah, I was gonna say if you were four under or something, you would have taken some sort of
like a sprain.
Yeah.
Or, yeah. I will say, Babu, I know we're all fine, but Babu will check in on everybody, and he's just going to, oh, yeah. First off, he's going to check and make sure he didn't break his hip.
Okay,
we're still together. And then he's just going to do the rounds and make sure everyone's still alive.
Okay.
So we have one. How many lanterns do we have?
I've got one somebody can take.
Okay.
I have.
Because you don't need it.
No.
I have zero lanterns as far as I'm concerned.
I have a candle, like one of the ever-burning candles, I think,
uh-huh.
that like burns twice as long as a normal one.
Okay.
Would that work? I mean,
whatever light you want to use, a lantern that Arthur's shining, I mean, it's going off like 20 feet or like enough light that you can see about 20 feet okay. ahead of you.
Hey, Colleen,
mm-hmm.
would you mind taking a look ahead of us and make sure we're not going to get ambushed?
Okay.
Okay. So you will have to do a check.
Squirrels out of here.
You hear the chittering in the bridge.
The snapping of little fingers. Yeah.
Welcome to the forest.
One's got bottles on the fingers.
Clink, 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 clink.
You guys, this group name is the Warriors now.
Adventurers.
And I'm going to get a plus something for magic eyes.
Yeah, because you're in the night.
Is there anything else happening?
Nope, this is pretty much, like, if the terrain is deep forest
in the weather.
And there's no weather, but it's night. So any checks that you guys do for, like, travel and condition and stuff will be 13. But you will get a bonus just this roll to see what you can find. Don't worry about the number 13 for this roll.
11 plus
1 for your eyes. Yeah, 12. Okay. Yeah, I'm assuming that Colleen gets into, like, guard stance or whatever, and it starts to go off.
Mm-hmm.
Like, how does she look for stuff? Like, what are you trying to look for exactly?
I don't know how much of a, like, wall kind of barrier. Is it just trees? Or...
So you're looking at,
this
like...
This is very cavey.
Yeah, okay, so as Colleen is walking around and, like, checking out, like, is there barriers here, or is there some sort of... Mm-hmm. Did somebody construct stuff, or has there been recent presence or whatever? You're walking into the grove, and you notice it. Like, it first off, there is a bunch of dead leaves and branches on the ground. Like, several falls have happened here kind of situation.
Okay.
And as far as you can tell, there's nothing, like, there's no path that's been made through the forest floor or anything. Nothing odd. But you do notice that they're like rotted apples. And then when you look up into the trees, you can see hanging from these trees, like these pale white apples.
Ooh.
That are just hanging on these trees. And then as you're looking at the patterns of the trees, like how they're growing, you can tell that they have been arranged in such a way that it would have looked like an orchard. Like, mm-hmm. you're like, this is more organized than just right. random trees. Like, there is actually a row, but there's been other growth here and there. And every once in a while, there's a young tree that's not in its row and stuff like that.
And no remains of things with condition checks of under four. Right?
Yeah. if you're looking for skeletons or dead bodies, you don't find any of that as you're like using your, I guess, your pole arm maybe to like move stuff.
Sure. Is it just the trees, or is there other stuff growing on the ground that I maybe don't recognize or that looks real strange or wrong?
With your 12, there's grass and anything else that's out of the ordinary, no.
Like regular mushrooms and stuff?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So it really does look like just in the normal forest, just underground?
Yes.
Okay.
So Arthur wants to do some herb gathering, but he's also pretty creeped out. So he probably wants to like keep an ear up to see if he hears anything or sees anything.
Sure.
Between all of these trunks.
The white apples are giving me kind of like a white spider vibe of like, this should not exist. This is an abomination.
Sure. So do you guys want to start moving forward?
Yeah, I think after Colleen gives us the clear that there's no squirrels waiting in ambush or something like that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I think we should cautiously start moving up.
Okay.
Because it's like,
all right.
Nothing to be gained from sitting here.
So we didn't do like a journey checks last time. So I think we might as well, like, you guys are on your another days of worth of journey. So we'll probably do your checks now.
Okay.
So now you would have to do your travel check as you're making your way through this abandoned orchard.
And this is where we're trying to hit the 13?
Yes. So you have to roll strength and dex.
Strength and dex.
Good.
Okay.
And I remember that Arthur is also listening and looking and herb gathering.
Okay. So
terrain is woods?
13.
Or?
It's deep forest or deep woods, and it's night.
So I got a plus 2 and a plus 1 because I got boots. My boots. Mm. Yeah, I got a 10, 13.
Oh, you made it.
Yeah.
So the walking staff does not give you a benefit unless you have a...
strength of 4.
Yeah. I'm kind of tempted. I had leveled up my strength up from a 4 to a 6. I'm kind of thinking now maybe I should have leveled up, like, dex or something.
I would be fine if you want to retcon that. That's fine.
Yeah.
I mean, we just started. You just got your level up.
It makes sense that Babu is not getting stronger with all this journeying.
Yeah, I mean, there's a limit. there's a hard cap.
Like, I think once you get, like, to be 80, I don't know if your cells let you build muscle anymore.
The same way, yeah.
I got an 8 and a 4 on a d4 to d8.
So you critted.
I did.
Oh, yeah.
Oh wow.
But
so you don't
with
have
my bonuses, I'm passed with like a 14.
Wow.
That means your condition increases. That's the
yes, yeah, yeah.
The
so,
crit.
So on a crit for travel, you get a plus 1 condition until the next day.
Holy shit. Nothing but net for Babu.
Swish.
So there is a difference between woods and deep forest.
Okay, so I just got an 11.
Okay, so I actually passed better than I thought. Sorry to rub it in your face.
No, but that's fine.
I got like a 15.
I mean, you have to do well at some point.
it's like as you're traveling, Arthur stumbles and like falls and like
I mean, 11
hurts his hand.
11 is pretty good.
Okay, so just you catch yourself on a tree and like hurt your hands.
Oh no, he tears his very fine cloak.
Yeah. It gets caught on like a dead leaf branch or whatever, and then Babu's like, "Eat it!"
Yeah, Babu's a little bit like, "Eat it," because Arthur's getting slowly sassier as the adventure's gonna be going on.
What did Colleen get?
13.
Oh yeah, you're fine. Okay, great. So everyone just watched for a while as Arthur's just like wrestling with a tree, trying to get it free from it.
This will teach you to not be such a dick.
Well, you know, you can say that, but also I lost 15, 16 HP. So that's kind of like a really shitty thing to say after someone loses half their health.
He just like, in my head, he's like, Arthur's just like, it's also like emotional damage. It's just not just physical damage, it's just emotional as well. So yeah.
I can heal you.
I can heal myself. I'm not going to let you talk shit to me and then heal me.
Don't worry, I'll take care of it.
So do you want to take care of that now or do you want to continue on?
I thought I had a spell to reduce that, but you know, you're a big boy. You're fine.
Yeah, I only have 16.
Are you going to do anything? Or do you want to take care of yourself right now or not?
You know, I actually have two of those Firefly Dark pouches, so I'm going to eat one of them, and
just
that will give
it?
Me 24. I'm fine.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So you're not going to do anything. So you keep walking. This is when I would like for Jake, who's the mapper, to do his direction check. Yes, and you guys are using a lantern, so plus 1 to your check.
Can I
plus how much?
I'm going to give you plus 1 to your check.
And we can assist him on that, right?
Yeah, somebody can assist him.
All right. I wouldn't mind.
Okay, go ahead and assist me first so I can figure it out.
Yeah, I got an 11. So
yeah, that's not enough because
it's
13 to roll 13 to succeed on that.
Let me try.
Yeah, Colleen can help.
I mean, it's over 13 for sure.
Okay.
Okay.
So you get a plus 2 to this
roll.
So
I get plus 2 to my roll. And let's see. To be safe, I'm going to go ahead and concentrate.
Okay.
So, and since our MP is the same from last game, I only have 2 MP left.
Ooh.
That's all right. I don't use my MP anyways, unless I meet some
so
mana-sucking spider, and then I'm like, oh no, I pass out because I have no more mana.
So you're going to go from 2 MP to 1, right? Or go down.
You went
to
from 4 to 2.
I went to 4 to 2.
Okay. And if you hit 0, you go unconscious?
I think that's, that's what it was, right?
Yeah.
Yep. Okay.
So then I get a plus 2. So I got plus 4 total. And then my roll of 8 and 6.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
So that's
14.
14.
Or, yeah.
Yeah.
So 18.
14 plus 4. So that's 18. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah. So who's carrying the spherical object?
I think I still am.
Okay.
Babu's the one who took it.
Okay. So you're making your way, and seems like Jake knows exactly where he's supposed to be going. Arthur, you've been keeping your ear out, and you're just like listening for anything that might sound odd. Evil birds. Evil birds. And you guys are making your way deeper into this grove, And at some point, Arthur, you hear this low, like,
Okay.
Which note is it?
What
is
note?
Is it a C? Is
no,
it an A?
I don't know. I can't tell. I'm not musically inclined. It's just a low hum.
Okay. Arthur's going to hum and try and harmonize with it.
Oh, God.
And as you're, like, walking forward, you guys hear Arthur start to hum. And
dude, what the hell are you doing?
You don't hear that?
There's no way this is good.
Yeah, right.
Babu will say that. There's no way that's a good
so
idea.
So he keeps walking, and the humming is getting... Arthur's humming. And then out of the trees and into the lantern light, this, like, slowly floating golf ball-sized bee just kind of, like, makes its way through. And then it kind of, like, hovers over to Arthur and just bumps him.
Uh-oh.
And then rolls slow in the air and then just flies off another way.
Oh, my God.
Bees, again. we've dealt with these before. Not these fatties here, but...
wow!
This is what I'm saying! The angst is getting to him.
he's a road-weary, traveled.
Yeah, I'm really pissed off today.
You've been on a journey for like 2 weeks, dude.
I gotta take it out on these chubby bees.
Slowly.
Yeah, and so like as you keep waking your way further into the forest, you'll hear the humming getting louder. But Colleen, you'll see off in the distance up ahead, like the grove has, there's a bunch of fallen trees, and there is a large trunk. It looks like a tree has fallen down, essentially. Uh-huh. And then there is just...
Naturally? Or chopped?
If you get closer to it, Colleen has elf eyes and can see in the dark pretty well. So it looks natural to you. And the humming, Arthur, is you know that it's coming from that fallen log.
Oh, okay. We had mentioned, like, you'd mentioned those apples. Are there any... that are low hanging enough that I can think about grabbing?
Yeah, you could grab one if you want to. In fact, as Arthur is humming, he looks to his left and there's just an apple right in front of his face on a branch.
Forbidden fruit.
Is there any...
You want to do a roll to figure out what it is?
Yeah.
Okay, go ahead.
I would love to.
Is Arthur not interested in looking it up? Or
yeah.
I
feel like Arthur...
I would always want to do that, but you always do the int check. So it's like... Do we have two people do the check?
I don't know. You're the one doing it. I'm trying to figure out, are you so entranced with the apple that you're just going to grab it without...
No, like, I'm going to look it up.
The hum is in his brain.
And you're also going to do yours because that's Babu's thing, right?
He doesn't have to.
I only got a 5, so there you go, Babu.
So I got a 9 on 2d12.
Arthur's like flipping through his pages and he can't find exactly what he's looking for.
That's fine. It's a weird apple.
Yeah.
All the pictures in the book are black and white, so it's hard to tell.
Okay.
Okay. Well, these apples are white.
Is it a ghost apple?
It's a ghost apple.
Okay.
Have you seen those? That's a real thing of like with the ice shell.
Yeah.
I hate it.
But yeah, so this is a ghost apple. It grows in like dark areas and stuff like that. But you know that it is like the Princess Hime apple or the Hime apples, the princess apples that heal you for actual HP. These ones will give you MP back. They are for the spirit.
Oh, I'm getting a bag.
I was going to say, by this time when everyone's looking up, I think Jake like climbed up Arthur and like grabbed an apple off the tree or whatever.
Yeah, Arthur's like sticking his finger out, like barely touching it. Yeah. I can see Jake climbing
Yeah.
Okay, so how many people are grabbing apples?
Jake grab apples.
How many? I guess I'll allow you guys each to get one if you want.
Yep.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, I'll do that.
All right. Well, Arthur, you guys get that one. Or no, I was gonna say I don't have enough.
Oh, that's fine. I'll just write down.
Yeah, I'm fine.
Okay, ghost apples, they heal two MP.
I was going to say, how many are you going to let me harvest is the question.
If you want to roll a die.
Yeah, oh, yeah. I was going to say, I'll you want me to roll.
Roll a d4. Each of you roll a d4.
Roll a d4.
Okay.
I got 4.
Wow, you got 4 ghost apples.
Awesome.
Oh, I got 1.
Jake is nimble.
Oh my gosh, we both suck.
Yeah.
That's karma. So
2.
He and I only get 1 total, right?
Yes.
Okay.
It's like, and narratively, it's like, basically, some of these are, it's just like, this grove hasn't been tended to in a long time.
Yeah.
So just where you're at right now, the trees aren't bearing as much as they normally would. Some have fallen off already and mushy on the ground. So there's not very many. And some that you can't really reach are higher up. So you guys only get what you get.
Jake's going to go ahead and eat one now.
Okay.
Because, one, mechanically, I need one, but also two, Jake wants to get a taste of it to see what it tastes like and see what he can do with it in the future. So
make apple pie. Go.
I'm sorry. Did you say how many MP it?
Two.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so it's the same.
Now I'm back at four.
Yay!
You can concentrate two more times.
And so you're gathering your apples and you're getting pretty close to this tree log because it's basically in the path, in the middle of the path, and more of these. You see, like, two of them, like, lazily. Like, it's, like, it's so weird. It's, like, they move, like, how a balloon kind of drifts in the air. And
drunk.
Kind of, like, little drunk. And then, like, they drop
just
to the ground.
Just too heavy to fly.
Yeah. And, like, when they want to land, it kind of looks like a dropping to the ground. And then they drop, like, on the rotted apples.
I love it.
And then they, like, kind of, like, looks like they're, like, you can see their little... I'm going to give them these bees tongues. They've got little tongues that come out.
Okay. Oh. Now, Arthur's, you know, he already had his book out, so you got to figure out what these are.
Yeah.
So I'm going to look through those books.
Yeah.
Or the book 12.
Oh. So, yeah, Arthur, you're looking at these bees, and you're going, you find it in your book, sweet bees.
Sweet bees.
Sweet bees. They are normally pretty, like, chill.
Chill their apples.
You know that their honey is super highly prized. Like, this is like, there are special hunters that...
These guys are hunters?
No. There are special bee honey hunters that specialize in gathering sweet bee honey because...
It's like blue honey, but like...
It's not
exponentially.
Drug honey. It's like Manuka honey. Is that that's actual honey that exists that's like really, really expensive? Basically, like a single harvest of their honey, it can be like enough to feed a family for a year if they sell it.
Dang, yeah. How many rations is that?
Yeah, what's so great about it? Like, what is it?
It's
do something.
It's because of the ghost apples. They eat primarily these spirit-giving fruits.
So it's MP honey?
So it's like MP honey.
Wow.
Yeah. Mm.
Like super concentrated.
Damn. Yeah.
Well, I've got an empty jar.
Drop it in some tea? Mm. Oh, man, that'd probably be great.
Hey, you feel super good.
Ah, yes. I know bees tend to love it when you steal their honey.
Oh, I'm just thinking about it.
Bees, this bee right reads your mind.
How do I...
What are these guys going to do? Bowl around?
Yeah, I don't think he's going to be able to catch you, so...
Yeah.
Let's see. How do normally people harvest honey?
You find the hive
naturally.
And crack it open.
Because like if you have an apiary,
I mean maybe
then...
if I was a big giant bear, I would do that.
Right.
Yeah. If apiary, you would have the sheets.
You gotta have one of those things like the Honey Nut Cheerios bee has, the little comb thing.
You just dip it in there.
Without that, you can't do anything, man. I mean that's
the rules.
That's the rules.
Them's the rules.
I'm also trying to avoid some meta knowledge.
Don't worry. Don't even talk about it.
I mean,
ask the group.
Are you saying that you want to go steal it?
Jake approves of stealing
the honey. Are you just thinking about it?
Yeah, I looked up in the book. The honey was mentioned being highly prized.
Yeah.
I have a jar of blue honey. Add another one to my collection.
I mean, is it a thing? Like, how do these bees defend themselves? Like,
did the book say anything about stingers or?
Oh yeah, they will sting the shit out of you, is what the book says.
full quote.
They have very poisonous stingers.
Oh, poisonous stingers. Okay.
Yes.
I mean.
Yes, exactly what they look like. That's exactly what I imagine them.
Oh my gosh.
Just the derpiest.
Perfect. The derpiest
bees.
It's like
they're like a beach ball with wings.
But now make the stinger just dripping with poison.
I'm so conflicted.
They're so cute, but so dangerous.
Colleen's very conflicted.
Yeah.
Arthur, I'm not going to tell you what to do, but it seems like it may not be worth it.
I'm going to tell you what to do, and we should steal the honey.
Yeah.
They're each sitting on your shoulders.
Don't do it. Do it.
So it says in this book, you know, if you want honey with bees, you got to smoke them out. So.
Wait.
I got this lantern here that has a flame in it. And there's a lot of branches and leaves on the ground.
Oh, no.
So we set
forest
the place on fire.
Fire! Forest fire!
A bear comes out of the woods. Don't do that.
Yeah, and Arthur, no.
More importantly, a forest fire in a contained area.
You forgot the
word. More forest above you.
You forgot the word before all that. Controlled forest fire.
Oh, yeah.
Have you ever done this before?
Oh, Arthur, I forgot about your fire marshal experience.
Yeah.
As you begin to start. All right, everybody, roll initiative as a bear with blue jeans and a shovel comes out of the woods.
Smacks Arthur upside the head.
I want to go look at the fallen tree to see if it is an easy thing to position to do. You know, like...
Sure. Give me, like, knowledge. So let's do int.
Okay. That is a 12.
Damn.
Oh, yeah. So... Arthur will make his way, I'm assuming, dodging these bees as they come out.
It's not hard.
Yeah, and you can see where they're coming out of. And it's actually a knot hole. It's big enough for the bees to go through. So it's probably like, you know, volleyball size hole.
You said they're what, golf balls?
And they're golf balls, yes. Everything is sport ball related or soccer ball, whatever, football, whatever. And yeah, you can see them coming in and out. And it just it looks like a fallen log.
Okay. So just one hole? All right, here's what I'll do.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
I've got an empty jar.
Just one hole.
So terrified.
I've got an empty jar, so I'll put some kindling in the jar. Okay. And then I will set that kindling alight, and I will kind of put that jar at the entrance of that hole.
Okay.
And let the smoke go into the nest.
Okay. I will need you to roll a thing. We were going to roll, I think we're just going to say dex and int.
Okay. I'll do a fumble point, and do I want to concentrate? Fumble point's plus one, right? Yes. Okay. Yeah, I'll concentrate too.
Okay.
So down to 10.
Or you could use more than one fumble point at a time, right?
I think you can just use one.
Okay.
I can't remember.
So this will be...
Well, I was going to say, because I got like... Oh, my condition's actually 10. I was looking at my fumble points.
Oh.
You have five? Oh my gosh, I have 5 fumble points. Why are we not using those?
My man.
Oh yeah, that's a fail. That's a fumble.
Snake eyes.
Oh! Oh!
Doesn't everybody get a fumble point from that?
Yes, everybody. Yep. Okay, so everybody's watching Arthur.
Wait.
Tonight you've got six.
I don't have anything I can re-roll. That would have been a really good roll, too.
Brandon, are you personally going to be mad at me if I say I told you so? Because, like, I'll accept if Arthur's mad at me, but, like, if you personally are upset, I won't rub it in your face.
Let's see.
Can I get one?
You can get one in.
As the flames begin to lick around us.
Hey, Arthur?
In the jar? Wait.
Arthur, yes?
I told you so.
So this is
It was a great idea.
It wasn't a terrible idea.
No, it wasn't.
So what happens is I don't think... Okay, let me describe this. This is how I see it happening. Arthur is... Like, you've been acting cocky and, like, kind of, like, snappy. Like, you're being kind of sassy. But you're still Arthur at heart. And so you're kind of anxious, nervous about it. Is this okay to say? Narratively?
Sure, that's
okay.
Fine. Yeah.
And so I see you, like, lighting the fire. And as you're getting closer to the bees, you're more focused on the bee hole. the tree hole.
You gotta line them up.
The tree hole and the fire. And then what happens is you're not paying attention to how these lazy, they're like stupid cats that get under your feet. And so I think you accidentally like knock one in the air and you just see it just like spinning in the air. And like you hear that noise, that cartoon noise of like, and it hits the tree hive, and just like pathetically is rolling around the ground. And if you could hear B, you'd be like, you would hear it be going, and like, and so then all of a sudden you hear the rumbling in the tree get a little louder. And then out of the tree comes...
Can I just jam my shield in the hole real quick?
Like, you see... I will let you do that.
Because, I mean,
sure.
This bee is crying and screaming. Yeah.
Yeah, I'll let you... But what you see is not
baby.
A golf-sized bee.
Yeah.
But, like, a bee that will... Like, it's bigger than that. It's it can
you've got
still,
a softball right
yeah,
now.
Yeah, you've got, like, a softball coming through this hole. And so, like, let's do, a dex. See how fast you can do it.
7, and I don't have any other bonuses.
You just have that fumble point that you had.
Yeah,
that's fine. 7's fast enough.
Yeah.
They're pretty slow. So you see this, like, less derpy face and more, like, angry eyebrow face bee come up in the hole, and you immediately just put your shield against the hole, and you can feel it, like, against the back of your thing. So you've prevented this bee from coming out. What is everybody else doing? Or what do you say?
I think I made him mad.
The fire's still in the jar. It's on the ground.
Okay. Well, that's good.
Is it tipped over? Or is
no.
It up? Okay.
It landed so perfectly up, right?
I was really worried it was going to be like fumble straight forest fire.
Is it in reach with me with my other hand?
No.
Okay. If someone wants to help me, I could pull the shield back and throw the jar in there and close it again.
Are you scrambling for it?
I'm looking at it. I'm looking where
it
is.
Yeah, do you say anything?
Jake's got a lot of strength and dex, and he kind of wants the sunny really bad. Okay. So I'll help him with whatever he wants me to do. What do you want me to do now?
All right, Jake, I'm going to move the shield away from the hole. If you could just chuck that jar into the nest, and I'll plug it right back up again.
I kind of laugh because it's like, yeah, because Jake's really good at throwing things from his hat.
Yeah. You can walk over here.
It would be horrible if I tried it, and I threw it, and I hit Arthur right in the face.
Okay,
the jar.
When I say chuck, I don't mean from like 10 yards away.
All right. I might be able to handle this then. I will do what he wants me to do. So what kind of role should I do for this Amber? I'm waiting for him to be like, okay, now, and then is that like a dex thing?
I would say
thing?
dex, yeah.
Okay.
Because you guys are trying to time it. So like, Arthur, you can feel when the bee like hits your shield, and so you can feel like,
the rhythm.
You could probably feel the rhythm, and then you could probably tell him, you'll know when.
Since this is coordinated, should I also roll?
Yes, please. Okay.
So I got one fumble point on this.
Okay.
Ooh. I got a 15.
Do I have a target for this at all?
In my head, it's 8.
8?
Yeah.
I roll the 6.
I mean, you're standing
maybe
right.
Even worse.
You're standing right next to it. You're just kind of pushing it in there.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay.
It's more the timing of the shield that's.
We're trying to talk her down.
I dropped the jar from
oblivion.
I think I'm gonna have to use a benediction.
Colleen is not nearby, by the way. She's looking around.
You're not responsible for any of this.
I don't want to be responsible.
Well,
for
she's kind of busy. Like, she's looking for movement that's not bees.
Oh, okay,
that's
gotcha.
Where her mind is.
Gotcha.
They can do whatever the hell they want over there.
Got to get that honey.
Mm-hmm.
I can use a benediction fortune and basically declare a critical success on your check. So okay. I'll give you a critical success.
Oh,
but we don't set the entire
totally,
place on fire.
Yeah.
I nailed it.
Yeah, you 100% nailed it. Yeah.
Yeah, as the Ryu Thomas like, so, yeah, you nailed it. Sure.
So yeah, this
his tail's wagging so much.
You guys don't see this, but off camera there is a little tiny hummingbird in a tree that's just like sweat drop. And like takes its wing and like pushes its wing against its forehead. Arthur, you pull back the shield. Jake shoves the jar of fire into the beehive. And yeah, Arthur, you put the shield back up. And after a while, the rhythm just slows down.
Mm-hmm.
And
God, you suffocated the bees.
And yeah, eventually, like, it stops.
Okay. So how's the humming? Is this humming stopped too?
The humming is still present, but it's not loud.
Okay, I'm going to wait until it dies down.
It's like, now the humming sounds like, honk shoo.
Oh, okay.
Honk shoo.
All right, I'll take that hint. Time to get some honey.
All right.
Oh, wow.
Because you have successfully put the bees
just roll their eyes
to sleep. You can harvest honey. How are you harvesting this honey?
I'll probably find a stick that, you know, kind of like that the Honey Nut Cheerios bee system of put the stick in there and just roll it all up and pull it out.
Mm. Okay. And what are you putting it in?
Well, that jar's not being used anymore.
So you
dump out the ash and
yeah, just dump out the ash.
Okay. All right.
Give it a little smoky flavor. That's good on a honey.
Yeah.
I have any kind of container.
Yeah, do you guys have any containers?
I do not, because I didn't think about this.
If I did, I'm not sure I would use it on this.
On a super rare honey?
This honey that could feed a family for a year?
Can I just roll around in it and store it in my...
Legitimately, I do. I have 2 empty jars written on my thing. You can have them both.
You can wait in line behind us. I made this happen. Me and Jake made this happen.
Okay.
Didn't we have those jars of honey from Bluefield a long time ago?
I think we sold a bunch of.
Oh, we sold a bunch of them. Yeah. Never mind.
I technically have a washing set, which I would assume includes a bucket.
Sure. Yeah.
Bucket of honey.
I just have utensils.
Like a tub. Yeah. Essentially. Yeah. Yeah.
I just have utensils, and that's it.
You can have one of my jars, Jake.
Oh, thank you. Thank you, Babu.
So, I will erase that 2 and leave it at a 1.
Ooh, so item here, sweet bee honey. Rare, expensive, delicious.
You can give this one to Colleen, but you could put a tub.
Tub.
So basically you got like 4 jars worth of this honey.
Sweet.
Which is actually really great for Kali.
Well, I mean, I think somebody else probably grabbed the washing. Like, she is not interested. Like,
oh,
she
really?
She is busy.
Okay, gotcha.
Yeah, me and Jake are probably scrambling.
Yeah, I think they knew about the washing set, so somebody else grabbed it off the donkey.
Sure, and they put it back on the donkey.
Yeah, okay. So who wants the
extra
bucket?
Yeah, I'll hang on to it.
You could put it, you should probably put it on your donkey, but yeah. Whatever. Okay.
Yeah, she's just really unsettled and...
Are you walking ahead then?
Yeah, as much as she can, just like around.
Yeah, okay, so for Colleen... You're still going down the path that, you know, Jake has, like, said this is the way we're going and everything. And you, like, don't give a shit about the bee shit that's happening. And so you're just continuing your guard patrols and looking for life. You don't really see much in the terms of, like, life other than, like, the occasional insect here and there, maybe a bird every once in a while. But you do eventually come across near the end of the grove... A dilapidated shack.
Okay.
Everyone's like, shacks? No.
Even more unsettling.
So then, yeah, so the path here is also overgrown, but not as bad as the rest. But it doesn't look like, and I'm giving this to you because just because I know what you're doing, like the things that you're probably looking for, it doesn't look like anybody's walked here in a long time.
Maybe deer.
But yeah, maybe a deer here or there.
That's
a
why the
wild
path is still around.
Little wild boar. Yeah, you'll see like little footprints, normal.
Yeah.
Nature footprints, a rabbit, rabbit turds.
It just feels very unsafe.
I mean, if you look at it, it doesn't look structurally sound.
Like there might
be a witch
inside.
She in general, like this whole situation is like
unsettling.
Yeah, this feels like she is out of control in a way that like even with the mushrooms was like, I don't know, this feels so much worse just because of there was a statue that we disrupted and
now you're
we stole something off of it and
yeah. Gotcha.
Something's coming for us.
Sure.
For sure.
Oh, yeah. So, yeah, you find the shack.
Okay.
Before I meet up with everybody, now that we've got this honey, I got to put some in my mouth. I got to dip my finger into this. So what happens when I get a little taste?
You go into a sugar coma.
I was going to say, like, I'm trying to describe, because, like, I'm not a huge honey fan. Like, I don't, it's so strong. It's so sweet to me to begin with. Like, I'm not a very sweet person to be. At all. And so whenever I eat honey, it always just is just so much sugar, right?
It overpowers.
It's really overpowering. Yeah. This honey is like that to me. Mm-hmm. So like I imagine when you put this honey in your mouth, it's just so
potent.
Sweet. It's so potent. Your entire mouth, it fills like your brain. Like if you can feel the sweetness just run up into like your frontal lobe into your
you galaxy brain.
Yeah, it's like you've got galaxy brain.
Galaxy brain of sugar, just wow.
Just whoa, and it's just so, and it's like honey. I'm trying to like think of like honey taste, but it's just got that like slightly apple-y feel to it, just because of the ghost apples.
Nice. That's like what you're describing is like a drug.
It just hits you really hard. Like, how
are you
going
to get addicted to honey?
Yeah, so we've already had the
we'll
drug honey
out.
Is the galaxy brain honey.
Yeah.
Are we going to have to get like, you, are you going to get like a spoon and a candle and just start like.
There is no spoon.
So it's like the last time.
The barrage of sugar
the blue honey worked on bears, but this works on humans.
Yeah, sure.
So what happens mechanically when I do this? Anything?
No.
Oh.
Wasn't enough to.
It's just a rush.
Oh, okay. Oh, I'll accept that.
I mean, the way I would describe honey is like because it's a sticky substance, it's like your tongue is under a constant barrage of unrelenting sweetness, and so it causes like
hyperactivity.
It almost has like when you eat candy, you have like this nice kind of effect, but like when you eat honey, it's like you gotta endure it.
Yeah, it's like whoa.
Like a piece of hard candy that you put in your mouth, but you're already sick of it because it's just so sweet.
Yeah, so, it's like honey is like that when it hits your tongue
smelling
immediately,
salts.
Pretty much.
Yeah.
It's like you feel kind of better, but whoa, your nose.
I mean, I like honey, but like I'm kind of like with Amber on the boat of like it's super strong. Like if you put more than a drop in your mouth, it's like, You know?
Mechanically, nothing happens.
Okay.
It's just all for flavor. So you can tell me how Arthur reacts to... being on a sugar high, but yeah.
Well, one, he can't wait to put this in tea. Two, it's not as sweet as he thought it would be.
What?
Whoa. What does he eat at home?
God.
Just a bunch of Little Debbies.
just nothing but zebra cakes all day long.
Yeah.
God.
No,
rich people.
It's
just
no,
eat
it's,
sugar.
It's amazing.
Okay. eventually, you know, I think Colleen, you found the shack and they're going to meet up with you and you're all standing outside the shack. Unless there's something you wanted to do before everybody met up with you.
Not really. I mean, she's going to do the usual, like, look around sure. at every angle that she can see.
Do you want to sense, like, do a sense?
Sure.
Okay. Do you want to run through the shack screaming?
Yes. Take off all our clothes first.
Go stand in the corner.
Yep.
So sense for, it's int spirit, to see if there's anything living.
13.
Dang.
Yeah. What was once a place that somebody would come to, like, this is like a, you're walking around, you don't get a sense that anything's living here. Something, it's not really a place to live. It's too small for that, but you think it's just a shack, and anything that used to live or, like, walk around here or come to this hasn't come here in a long time. Mm-hmm. So that's the sense you get from your, like, initial, and so you don't feel danger.
Are there windows? Like, have I gone in?
You tell me, do you want to go in?
I will.
Okay,
sure.
Yeah. So you go in and there's like, you know how like garages have windows, like just like little yeah. windows. It's kind of like that, like little tiny.
Up near the top of the.
Yeah. Just yeah. like, and yeah, it looks like a garden shed. So you look around and there's dust on everything, but there's like rakes and okay. shovels and gardening tools and.
Dead body.
Seeds that have sprouted kind of thing.
Yeah. I was going to say, you find empty jars.
Oh, shit. Oh, God. There it goes again.
With your 13, you're looking around and above the archway of the door, as you look, you see the symbol. It's the one that Babu saw at the Wayfarer Station.
The with Dragon Ouroboros.
Yep. All right. Everybody else, meet up.
This is like yes. the groundskeeper shack. Yeah. Like that.
Sure seems like it.
Time to rummage.
Yep. So do you guys want to go in and rummage around?
Yeah.
Okay. I mean,
seems safe.
Looking for something.
Sure.
Yeah. Something that's not a shovel or a rake.
Mm. Gotcha. So give me a search check. And Colleen, you can do it too.
Okay.
Again.
Is that's dex int?
Yeah, it's a dex int. Sorry.
Got an 11.
18.
8.
I got 11.
Okay. Well, I thought I had an extra thing printed out here. Sorry.
Megatron.
So many nice collectibles for our sheet today.
I know. Well, it's like I made a module or something. Who got the 18?
Me, Babu.
And then who? Two 11s and an 8?
Yeah. Yeah, me and Jake had 11.
Ah, jeez. Okay, sorry, Colleen. One second.
That's fine. I think she's still kind of unsettled.
Yeah, and I think also just like you finding...
She feels guilty in some way. You know what I mean?
Gotcha. Oh,
we
shit.
Don't.
Right.
We're just roaming, opening drawers, just like moving papers out of the way.
I mean, this just seems otherworldly, given the stories that we've been hearing.
Yeah.
I'm just like, it's a shack.
Yeah. There's jars.
We've rummaged one of these shacks before.
Is there a creek to rinse out these jars?
So Colleen, you looked around with your 13. You saw that symbol, which it's covered in dust. And if nobody else was paying attention, they wouldn't see it. But you saw it. And so when you're like looking around the house, looking for other stuff, this is what you find.
Aw, an uncool hat to go with my cute hat. I'm going to wear it on top of the cute hat.
What does it look like?
Oh, God.
Does it become cool if you stack them like that?
No.
She's becoming a Team Fortress 2 character. Yeah.
Is it like one of those Dr. Seuss Cat in the Hat hats?
I was leaning toward like a Mad Hatter kind of, yeah.
A little bit of mercury.
Yes, absolutely.
Well, the second hat will protect you from the mercury for the
exactly,
top
the cute hat is saving me.
So then Arthur comes in and these are all, you know, three pairs of fresh eyes rummaging around this shack. Arthur, what did you find?
I found a watering can. It's got a little dragon on it. It's aww. Cute.
Oh, wow. Cool.
Cooler than what I actually gave you.
Jake, what'd you get?
I found three bags of food. Seeds, I mean. Sorry.
You already thinking about eating them?
Yeah. Cook them up. So, cook up them seeds. Yeah.
And then, Babu, what did you find?
I found a journal page. Is it just one journal page, like ripped out?
Yes.
That says, spring passes and one remembers one's innocence. Summer passes, and one remembers one's exuberance. Autumn passes, and one remembers one's reverence. And then winter passes, and one remembers one's perseverance.
And so as Bobby, are you reading that out, maybe out loud to everybody?
Yeah, I think so.
Where do you keep the thing that you found? The object from the statue?
The egg? I think I've just been carrying it.
Okay.
To get the jars out, I like move it in one hand. And
sure.
Then, yeah.
You read that out loud, and you feel this slight warmth start to emanate from this object. All right. And that's where we'll end this episode. If you've been enjoying Shapeshift, please leave a rating or review on iTunes or Apple Podcasts or wherever you listen to your shows. Sharing what you like about this show and talking about it with others is also super helpful and appreciated. Plus, I would like to see your thoughts and comments as well, which you can share with me on Twitter, tagging either ShapeshiftCast or Rocket Orca. Shapeshift is a member of the Geekspective Network. There's also a lot of other shows you can find me on at geekspective.com. There's Red Mage, Blue Mage, if you like Magic the Gathering, Party Like It's the Greatest Year in Film, if you enjoy movies from 1999, and Tales from Moxfury, an actual play which is also streamed on the Don't Split the Podcast Network's Twitch channel every other Saturday at 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Come find news about it and other projects on my Twitter, at Rocket Orca. Thanks for listening, and I will see you in 2 weeks. This episode was edited by Rudy Basso. You can find Rudy on Twitter at Rudy Basso. That's R-U-D-Y-B-A-S-S-O. Thanks, Rudy.